Good afternoon and welcome to IZEA's Q4 2019 earnings call. I'm Ryan Schram, Chief Operating Officer at IZEA, and joining me today is IZEA Interim Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock, and IZEA Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Ted Murphy. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details pertaining to our fiscal year performance for 2019. If you'd like to review those details, all of IZEA's investor information can be found on our investor relations website at izea.com/investors. Before we begin, please take note of the safe harbor paragraph that appears at the end of the press release covering the company's financial results, and be advised that during the course of today's earnings call, our management team will discuss IZEA's business outlook and make forward-looking statements. These statements are predictions based on our team's expectations as of today that are subject to inherent risks and uncertainties and should not be unduly relied upon. Actual events, results, or trends could differ materially from our forecasts due to a number of factors, including those mentioned in our most recently filed periodic reports with the SEC. The company and our management team assume no obligations to update any forward-looking statements made in today's call. In addition, our update today will also refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures, specifically gross billings and adjusted EBITDA. A reconciliation of these measures to the most directly comparable GAAP measure is presented in our earnings release with additional discussion of both of these measures available in our most recent Form 10-K and 10-Q, available under SEC filings in the investor section of izea.com. With the appropriate disclosures out of the way, I'm pleased to introduce my colleague and IZEA's Interim Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock. Leanne?
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. As we continue to transition towards a more balanced business with SaaS-related services, it is important to note that IZEA's individual revenue streams have different accounting treatments for revenue recognition. Managed services and SaaS licensing fees are accounted for as gross revenue, while marketplace spend and legacy workflow fees result in revenue being recorded net of the amounts paid to the creators providing the services. Over time, this difference in gross and net revenue recognition may widen the gap between what we report as gross billings and bookings and what ultimately gets reported as revenue in IZEA's financial statements. Additionally, the mix between revenue from our managed services and SaaS services will cause swings in our reported cost of revenues as a percentage of revenue, as the reported cost of revenue line item primarily relates to managed services. I would like to begin with a summary of the fourth quarter 2019 before moving on to the results for the full year. For the fourth quarter 2019, IZEA reported total revenues of $5.8 million, with $5 million coming from our managed service business and $800,000 coming from our SaaS offerings. We saw an $83,000 or 2% increase in our Q4 2019 managed service revenue, but this was offset by a $600,000 decline in our SaaS service revenue in Q4  2019 as compared to Q4 2018. For Q4 2019, our gross billings on these revenues decreased to $7.8 million compared to $11.1 million in Q4 2018. This 30% decline in gross billings was primarily due to lower marketplace spend from the Tap Influence platform customers and churn in the renewal of some of those customers, resulting in a $600,000 decrease in SaaS services revenue. Our cost of revenue, exclusive of amortization, was $2.7 million in Q4 2019 as compared to $2.6 million in Q4 2018. As a percentage of revenue, our cost of revenues exclusive of amortization has increased from 40% in Q4 2018 to 46% in Q4 2019. This increase is consistent with what we would expect to see as our balance of revenue derived from our SaaS offerings declined in this quarter. Our total costs and expenses were $8.1 million in Q4 2019, compared with $6.8 million for Q4 2018, driven largely by increases in our general and administrative expense attributable to a $418,000 impairment charge on our intangible assets for software technology, and our investment of over $536,000 in sales personnel and marketing spend to generate future revenue. Doing the math on the revenue and cost amounts, and adding a decrease in our interest expense resulting from lower average balances outstanding on our line of credit, our net loss for Q4 2019 was $2.3 million, or 7 cents per share, compared to our net loss of $693,000, or 6 cents per share, for Q4 2018. When looking at the full year 2019, the same themes I iterated for Q4 are impacting the full year amounts as well. Full year 2019 revenues were $18.9 million, down 6% from $20.1 million for 2018. Gross billings for 2019 were $29 million, down 3% from $30 million for 2018. The amount of SaaS gross billings increased by $1.1 million, accounting for 47% of our billings in 2019, compared to 41% of our billings in 2018. Managed services decreased 12% from the same period in 2018 due to a 30% decrease in our frontline sales personnel, which resulted in lower bookings and revenue in the first three quarters of 2019. License fee revenue increased 73% to $2 million compared to $1.2 million in the prior year through a combination of strong organic growth of IZEAx offset by the declining customer base from Tap Influence. Our cost of revenue exclusive of amortization was approximately $8.5 million, or about 45% of revenues for 2019, consistent with the prior year levels at 45% representing total cost of revenue of approximately $9 million. Our total costs and expenses were $26.1 million for 2019, compared to $25.5 million for 2018. The increase was primarily attributable to the $418,000 impairment charge on our intangible assets for software technology and increases in consulting costs and marketing spend. Our net loss for 2019 was $7.3 million, or 29 cents per share, compared with a net loss of $5.7 million, or 67 cents per share for 2018. Switching the discussion to our liquidity briefly before turning the call back over to Ted. As of December 31st, 2019, we had cash on hand of nearly $5.9 million with no amounts used on our line of credit. Our available line of credit remains at $5 million with accounts receivable on our books at December 31st to support a full draw on that line had it been desired. As we disclosed in our annual report filed earlier today, based on what we know today and our current plans, we expect that our cash on hand and line of credit available to us will be sufficient to cover our operating needs for the next 12 months. With that, I'll turn the call back over to Ted.
Thank you, Anne. Before I get started, I would like to thank my fellow IZEAns as well as the teams at K&L Gates and BDO. These are simply extraordinary times. People are working diligently in very difficult and uncertain situations. I appreciate the effort and commitment to get us filed on time, despite the challenges we all face. Today's update will be briefer than usual, as our entire team is focusing their time and efforts on the core business. 2019 was a transitional year for our company as we integrated Tap Influence and shuttered the eByline platform. Following our capital raise in Q2 of 2019, we began making investments in sales, marketing, and engineering to support our growth initiatives. Those investments translated to the start of a top-line rebound in Q4 of last year, with managed services bookings up 22% year-over-year and revenue up 17% in the second half of 2019 as compared to the first half of 2019. In addition to the strong Q4 managed services bookings growth, we also saw meaningful increases in efficiency. Our revenue per managed services salesperson increased approximately 25% for fiscal 2019 compared to 2018. While churn of certain Tap Influence customers, combined with our SaaS pricing model revisions, will continue to impact year-over-year comparisons for SaaS licensing and marketplace revenue, the total number of SaaS customers licensing our ZX technology hit another high in December. With Tap Influence completely integrated into IZEAx and shuttered in Q1 of 2020, and all of our customer transitions complete, we can focus our efforts on IZEAx and BrandGraph. We are cautiously bullish on IZEAx licensing in 2020, despite the current challenges surrounding COVID-19. Total fees under contract by licensees of IZEAx in 2020 are already 40% greater than all IZEAx license fees collected in 2019, partially due to the transition of Tap Influence customers into IZEAx as their contracts renewed. Our software customer foundation, built upon IZEAx, appears to be strong, and we believe that increased usage and licenses of the software by additional customers will help to offset the lower fees charged for our services. Customers have been renewing their licenses the past 2 weeks, even after the coronavirus outbreak started to more broadly impact the world. Monthly recurring revenue, or MRR, for IZEAx hit an all-time high in March of 2020. We view these renewals as the strongest possible evidence of the underlying value of IZEAx. In a time of global panic akin to wartime, when spending is greatly reduced and marketing budgets are receding, a number of our customers are renewing 12-month commitments for our software. The count of new IZEAx Unity customers added in Q1 2020 are up 85% from Q4 of 2019. Each IZEAx renewal is a testament to what our team has created, and we want to say thank you to our customers. We appreciate your business and will continue to work tirelessly on your behalf. But IZEAx is just part of the equation. Last year, we announced BrandGraph. BrandGraph is designed to provide brands with in-depth analysis and performance benchmarking of social media content. It allows marketers to understand who is talking about their brand, what they are saying, and how brands measure up against their competitive set through a myriad of unique performance standards. After a successful beta period, IZEA began offering paid BrandGraph licenses to large brands and agencies in mid-February. In a few short weeks, we signed a brand new Fortune 500 customer who was net new to IZEA, and another multi-billion dollar enterprise that was also net new to IZEA. Early indicators are that the product is of high value to brands, and the sales cycle could be the fastest of all of our offerings. Since COVID-19, we have seen a slowdown in new BrandGraph commitments, but not in interest and customer awe when we do product demos. I am confident that as the world begins to normalize, we will see an uptick in new licenses. I would now like to speak briefly about the impact of COVID-19. IZEA's leadership is currently assessing the landscape for our company following the global coronavirus pandemic and the issuance of stay-at-home orders by state and local governments. The health and safety of our employees is our number one concern. On March 13th, we took proactive measures to protect our workforce by instituting an immediate work-from-home policy for all employees in advance of government directives. Team IZEA was already geographically dispersed and accustomed to virtual interaction with customers and coworkers. Our infrastructure has been designed to allow IZEAns to work from anywhere with an internet connection, and our business continuity plan has been tested through multiple natural disasters over the past few years. IZEA's overall internal business operations continue today with minimal impact. However, that is not to say that this is business as usual. It is far from it. If you have not yet had a chance to view my March 18th 2020 briefing on the impact of coronavirus, I invite you to visit izea.com/COVID-19. On that page, you will find a video and downloadable presentation that outlines the impacts we predict on consumer habits as they relate to influencer and content marketing. Management believes there will be near-term implications for IZEA's top-line sales and revenue, which could worsen if the macroeconomic climate worsens over time. IZEA is fortunate in that the company serves a very diverse customer base. While many of our customers are currently experiencing massive decreases in consumer demand and pulling back on spend, we have others who are seeing material increases in consumer demand, particularly those in high-frequency CPG, grocery, and finance. However, we are seeing delays across most industries in new contractual commitments as legal, finance, and marketing teams at large organizations scramble to regain their footing and develop plans for the road ahead. We must assume a slowdown in both bookings and revenue recognition for the foreseeable future, and we are taking measures to lessen the impact on IZEA. IZEA was already in an ongoing process of optimizing our operating expenses prior to the COVID-19 outbreak. We had consolidated some departments and managerial positions to streamline operations and saw a material decrease in hosting costs through IZEA X platform refactoring and the shutdown of the Tap Influence platform. However, the current pandemic will necessitate accelerating more rigid cost control initiatives. Some of the immediate measures we have already taken include a hiring freeze and employee reductions, a reduction or elimination of contractors and vendors, a freeze on all travel and entertainment expenses, and a reduction and shift in marketing spend. Given the uncertainty related to stay-at-home orders and our ability to work and collaborate remotely, we are looking at multiple options we have available to us when the lease for our headquarters in Orlando expires at the end of April 2020, including extended work-from-home initiatives and short-term flexible office space. We have also made the decision to vacate and cancel the various co-working facilities our team members use around the country, as our short-term leases for these facilities expire in the next 1 to 6 months. We believe the timing of our lease expirations is actually fortuitous for IZEA. We will use this opportunity to reevaluate our structure and negotiate lower cost contractual commitments for our locations as needed moving forward. We are not yet done with cost saving measures. I am working with the leadership team and the board of directors to identify additional areas of savings and optimization. Nobody can predict the ultimate length or magnitude of impact that COVID-19 will have. We are weighing those paths against both short and long-term risks and operational implications. In addition to cost control measures, we have proactively bolstered our available cash by tapping a portion of our credit line. We will likely take advantage of additional draws from the line in the future to maintain a strong cash position. IZEA will also be exploring eligibility for government-provided small business disruption loans under the CARES Act, and we intend to take advantage of these programs, if approved, to strengthen our cash position to be able to retain the employees needed to sustain our business operations and provide quality service to our customers. Now that we have addressed COVID-19, I do want to share a bit of hope and optimism. Coming into this pandemic, IZEA had really hit its stride on both sides of the business. My disposition in as little as 3 weeks ago was incredibly bullish. Managed services and SaaS licensing sales were on plan for material increases in bookings in Q1. We had made a significant reduction in costs, and we were well ahead of our internal plan for both revenue and EBITDA loss. COVID-19 will be a setback. There is no way around that. IZEA like almost every business on the planet, will have to adjust its plans and expectations. We must navigate this point in time, but it does not change my long-term optimism for our business or our industry. We believe IZEA will be an even more efficient and competitive business on the other side. I founded IZEA 1 year prior to the financial crisis that began in December 2007. We weathered that economic storm with perseverance, grit, and creativity. There were some painful decisions we had to make, but we made it through. On the other side of the recession, we saw explosive growth, and 14 years later, we are still a leader in the space we created, with a large roster of Fortune 500 brands and the world's leading agencies counted among our clients. I have never been prouder of the IZEA team. This event has brought us closer, though we are physically further apart. Team IZEA has been stepping up in every capacity to help in any way they can. We have been moving with speed and conviction, and it has been remarkable to see this team deliver under extreme pressure. Thank you, team. You are all incredible. To all of our investors and partners, I wish you safety and health. We will get through this together. I would now like to open the call for Q&A.